Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Well, people, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, all the kids and treats in your Halloween costume. Oh, wait, maybe not this year. Who the fuck would take candy from strangers this year, well, right?
It's going on somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm sure a lot of people Jesus are actually Christ. Going out.
I bet not seeing fucking trick-or-treaters out this year.
They're going to be knocking on your door talking
I
about
I bet not seeing you fucking parents with their kids walking around knocking on doors. Hell no.
Cody, we want some candy. Open up your fucking door. Open up, motherfucker. We know you got candy in there.
Damn it, speaking of candy, I just dropped some candy. All right, whatever. People, welcome to the last drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB Bunker Boy.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And we're doing our Halloween edition episode here. And we did this last year. And if anybody remembers last year, it was quite the spectacle because we had like a mediocre-ass beer, a shitty-ass whiskey, and some fuckery from my old landlord. My favorite kind of Halloween.
Oh, that's a Halloween special, all right.
Yeah.
Spectacular, if you will.
Because he was about to get his ass beat.
Yeah, and I was about to film it. Yeah. I was about to film the whole thing, put it on a world star.
Yeah. Cody's like, I normally see JB like in calm, cool, collective alcoholic mode. But Cody that week was like, I've never seen nigga in him before. But that was a nigga right there. Like, I was loud. I did that finger point shit at him. I was just like, hey, look here, motherfucker. I started clapping at him like, hey, look here. We ain't gonna have no problems now, are we? Better get the fuck up off my doorstep now. So it was all kind of shit. Cody got quiet. He tried to sneak off on the balcony
shit
and shit.
Was funny, dude.
I love it too. Yes. I love it too.
The back window.
Yeah, I love it too because my apartment was like completely empty except for a table, a couch, and a bunch of liquor just laying all over the floor. So he opens up the door and he probably sees Cody sitting there with some headset on and shit like that, and he like, honestly, it looked like a satanic alcoholic cult was going on right there. Like we were summoning up an alcohol god or whatever.
That's kind of what it looked like.
Because we had
all you needed was the mood lighting and some candles.
Because I had the alcohol like laid out in a specific shape and shit too. So it was circled around the coffee table and shit. So I can see why he was freaked out. Maybe he probably thought like, "Oh my god, what the fuck are they doing in this apartment here?" I mean, only thing would have been nice is if you were like sniffing some cigars and like your eyes were red and shit. That would have helped out.
Oh, I know, right?
That would like as soon as like it would have been funny as fuck too. He opened the door and you looking right at him with them eyes and shit. Like, who is that? So everyone, Cody's got his Lakers championship shirt on, which I'm sure everybody has their shirt now. You can get it on fanatics.com for $32, free shipping.
Yep.
I should know because I have that and the hat.
Yes, sir.
And the jersey. Because I don't have that Black Mamba jersey because they said $600. And I said,
I remember when those jerseys first went on sale, they sold out like immediately. I was on Nike.com that day too. They sold it like this.
I was planning on just
flash of a fucking eye.
I was just taking a spray paint and gonna spray paint the purple part on my jersey and shit. Do some like Into the Spider-Verse shit.
It's worth the shit black.
Yeah. I was gonna do some Into the Spider-Verse shit and be like, work for him. Why the fuck?
Oh yeah.
It came out. That texture came out perfect. So I mean, granted, he's like a spray paint artist and shit, but I know art, Cody.
Speaking of that Spider-Verse shit, though, my only problem is, I know we got a little tangent, but my only problem with that Miles Morales shit, why every time they got to involve like a black character, there's always like a snare drum within their score. They can't have like a normal score as orchestrated by like Hans Zimmer or some shit. You notice that Miles Morales video game footage?
Oh, I haven't seen that footage.
The drum and the bass and all that shit.
Oh, is this in the game? I haven't seen the footage yet.
Yeah. Oh, you ever seen the shit?
I gotta watch this
little trailer that had the little PlayStation show.
Well, I saw the first one. Is this the same one or is this a new one?
The one where he's like walking through the little whatever, the little neighborhood gathering, whatever, and then he goes to like the bridge to save the people.
Oh, okay, I did see that one. So you talking about when the dude was beating on a drunk and he's in Harlem and shit?
Yeah, no, not that. Not that. But I would say just a score for the game.
Oh, the score in general. Hey, man.
Yeah.
You got to add that hippity hop in there, baby. Come on.
Like every fucking time, never fails. I was like, come on. I'm like, goddamn.
Come on, Cody. Come
make
on,
it
baby.
Black.
Come on,
make it black.
Hey, it's got to be black. Hey, the black of the beer, the sweet of the juice, baby. Come on now. You know that.
You got to know for sure. It's not enough playing as a black person. You got to know for sure. We got to grab this shit.
Hey.
Fucking music.
Shit. What, do you want reggaeton? That Negro is half Spanish, so yeah.
I mean, we know y'all love them drums, so we're going to put that shit in there.
You goddamn right. Them drums making me buy that game, Cody, okay? Shit. All right. Yeah. Could you imagine since he's a half-breed, they started playing like Bad Bunny? That should have turned so many black people off. They'd be like,
oh my God. You know, I never knew who Bad Bunny was until like a week ago or something, like some McDonald's commercial or some shit. Who the fuck is this? And this is another dude too. What is that? Jay Balvin. Like, who the fuck are these people? They got their own McDonald's meals and shit. Like, who the fuck are these people?
They got
their own McDonald's. Like Travis Scott got a McDonald's meal too. Travis Scott is every fucking where. What is the deal with Travis Scott, by the way?
Yeah, he sucks.
Every fucking where. And he is trash. What is the appeal about this fucking guy? I don't get it. I don't understand it. Like, it boggles my mind. Like, there's a Travis Scott PS5 thing right now. He has his own fucking McDonald's meal. He has like a bunch of Nike shoes. He did a song for Christopher Nolan's Tenet. Christopher Nolan got a rap song by Travis Scott on the soundtrack.
Oh, fuck.
Like, what? Him and Travis Scott are actually friends. Like, what the fuck? They pass notes to each other. Like,
They pass notes to each other. Christopher Nolan. I didn't think he had any black friends.
Christopher Nolan, all people. Right? Yeah. I thought his only black friend was Morgan Freeman.
Yeah. Like, I thought he only talked to, like, respectful black men or some shit like that. Like, there's no way in hell I would expect to see Christopher Nolan.
With Travis Scott.
I would never expect to see Christopher Nolan hanging out with Cody at some random ass bar in Culver City. I can see Cody sitting in the hey Nolan, look at that chick right there. Nolan would look
next
at Cody.
You know,
like,
he gonna go Idris Elba's drops Englewood or some shit.
Gee, he gonna have Idris Elba do his soundtrack next. He gonna call Idris Elba too hood for him. Why would he do
Driz and Travis Scott collab?
Man, he ain't gonna have that. He gonna have this chick dude playing.
Wow, God. The corniest verse known to man. in history.
My sister was like, I am so turned off by him now. my mom, I sent that to her. She said, who this white bitch?
People listen to last week's episode. You can reference for that because I don't want to explain that anymore. But damn, Michael B. Jordan, the biggest sellout fucking ever. Jesus Christ.
Ooh, man. I mean, some people are already photoshopping him with turbans on his head. Cody, get your turban up. Get your turban up, son. You know,
we'll see what that Power 106 poster out in LA.
Oh, man,
shit.
Fuck that shit. Okay, dude, I fucking hate going to LA seeing that shit. Okay, like I despise driving to LA just because I see that motherfucker is everywhere.
The fucking cannon.
This motherfucker. That's a real horror story right there. That motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Watch one of his movies. Yeah. That's a real horror movie right there for your ass.
Yeah. Fuck Candyman. Fuck Bye Bye Man. It's by Nick Cannon.
Yeah. You say his name three times, his song might appear. So I gotta. I never thought I would say this, but Nick Cannon is one of those dudes we need to keep alive forever, because if that Negro dies, I do not want to hear his music playing 24/7 on a fucking radio station.
Forever. Okay. You know you're going to hear it, too. Rest in peace to the bro, Nick Cannon.
Man.
Going to play, what's that song he has?
Gigolo.
Gigolo.
I'm a gigolo spinning lots of dough. I hate that fucking song so goddamn much. That's
terrible.
Trash ass motherfucker. Whatever. I mean, first of all, you're going to be hearing dudes talking about, Man, that dude was a legend, man. True MC.
Man, Nick Cannon was underrated. I wish I would have gave his flowers to him before he died, man.
I tell you this one. Right now. I'll have new hope for the human population is if when the day he dies, people say, don't take his fucking trash ass music off the air. Shit, I don't want to hear that shit. Mm-hmm. Then I'll be like, all right, there's faith in humanity, then, you know?
Yeah.
But you know, when everybody dies, everybody becomes a hero all of a sudden and shit. Like
everybody's
like,
a hero. Everybody's absolved for their past sins and shit.
Nobody gives a shit.
Their lives. That's, yeah.
Look at Fast and Furious boy, Paul Walker. Nobody ever.
That's another one.
Nobody never said nothing positive about this brother before.
People talk shit about him every single day. He was the laughingstock of Hollywood, basically.
Yeah, I remember. It might have been you, but it was a buddy of mine saying, "And these movies can do without Paul." It was before he died. It was like, Paul Walker is trash in these movies. We don't need him in it. Then that brother dies. Man, we can't continue this franchise without Paul Walker. It's like, oh my God. It's like, what? Man, he did so much charity work.
They proved that wrong, didn't they?
Oh, shit. He did so much charity work. He was an entrepreneur, humanitarian, brother. Like, mm-hmm. What?
Yes. We're not taking that away from him.
Yeah, same here. Yeah,
no one's taking that away from him.
Yeah. We're talking shit about more than the fact that nobody had a positive thing to say about this brother at all. No.
That's funny when I bring up his acting. They never brought the other shit up, too. The entrepreneur shit and him being a good dude. Nobody ever gave a fuck about that.
Nobody cared about that shit. No. Oh. Matter of fact, before they even knew he died, they were making jokes talking about, oh, he's playing Fast and Furious in real life and shit.
Yeah.
I remember that shit. They were like, oh, he thought he was really Fast and Furious or whatever. And then they found out he died. Oh, man, such a tragic accident, man. Mm-hmm. Oh, damn. Shit, let Cody scumbag ass die today. Ain't nobody going to say a positive fucking thing at all. They going to be like looking at him like,
hey, I don't give a fuck about me. Yeah. I'll be cool with it, too, because at least they're honest.
Cody's wheels got, like, some of the most egotistical shit ever, too. I've seen it, too, people, whatever. That motherfucker said, bury me not in the basement of the Staples Center because I don't want to be near the
Clippers. Yeah, you helped me write it.
Oh, yeah, I did. That's right. He said he doesn't want to be buried by the Clippers, so please keep him out of the Staples Center. If you're going to bury him there, then at least, you know, put him at the top. He said he don't want none of that basement shit.
Yeah.
He said he demands only women are allowed at his funeral. That was kind of odd. I was like, oh, okay. He said I was to remain 600 feet away from the casket.
And it.
Which is bullshit.
I also put at the bottom in five print, don't let JB handle my funeral plans.
Oh,
I know you do some troll shit.
Dude,
so I had to make sure.
I would take care of you, dude. I would put two gold coins in your eyeballs and float you out into the ocean. And then, like, since I can shoot a bow and arrow with, like, a little fire stick on it and just poof, and then let your ass burn up in flames in the ocean. Like a warrior, though, Cody. Nah, that's a warrior's death. That's a warrior's death. Yeah, you're right. I'll just throw your ass.
You throw me in the L.A. River or some shit.
Oh, L.A. River. I ain't driving up there for. I'm going to take you to Compton. Swamp.
You're going to have me on the corner like that dog one day.
Put sunglasses on your ass with a wife beater. And I'm going to wrap a scarf around your ass, too, whatever, and shit. Yeah. Be like, and with a sign in your hand saying, hipster for sale, you know? You know, looking for my white girl in green dress, you know? yeah, drop you off in Compton. All the black women are like, traitor ass. And they'll be like, he dead, though. Fuck yeah, they're gonna be spitting on you and shit. Dog gonna come and piss on your ass and shit like that. Drive by every day, see you. Like, here you go.
You're gonna do me like Mussolini.
Yeah, I'm gonna take you where all that West Nile virus shit is at and stuff, like with those mosquitoes and shit. Yeah, I'm gonna wear your hair, Cody. I'm gonna take good care of you. Shit. I might just keep you in the backyard and pretend we still doing the show.
I was gonna say, you probably just gonna have me there. Like, listen, we can end up burning shit.
Mm-hmm.
This there. Fill me up with some bombing fluid so I don't decompose too quick.
Oh, no, I wasn't doing all that. That sounded like work. I'm just going to record a bunch of episodes in advance with you on it. I'm going to stuff you full of hay and put you like a scarecrow on a stick or something like that. Maybe you'll keep the cats away.
Some Midsummer shit, okay.
Yeah, maybe it'll keep the cats away, you know. I did have a dream about you getting killed or something like that, though. By me turning on you?
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only way I'm probably going to die an early death if it's not alcohol. It's going to be you. Yeah. By proxy to you, yeah.
It was like some straight up horror shit because I was watching a lot of horror stuff. So it was like something was after us and I pushed you in front of me and just like left you. I left you there. You was like, no! Your death keeps me living, Cody. That's all that matters. So
it's the only thing that keeps you alive. The only thing that keeps that heart beating.
Hey, I look forward to that day. going back to Bad Bunny, I didn't know about him till January is when I went to Cali Bash. So, and then then I saw all the women and stuff going crazy for him, and I was just like, he don't speak a lick of English for me to understand what the fuck he's talking about. So, okay.
Hey, don't matter. Ladies, I mean, love him.
He sucks ass, but you know, hey, to each his own, I guess.
Not for me.
We just ran all the way the Latino women away. Now they're like,
I was like, Bad Bunny? Click.
I was okay with Cody and his 8-year-olds. I was okay. I was okay with the Trump bashing, but you've gone too far now. You didn't went too far now talking about Bad Bunny. Okay. That's enough of that. Okay. I don't want to hear anymore. Click. I'll be back in 3 weeks. So Cody, it is our Halloween day. What are you drinking over there?
Yes, it is. Picked this up just a couple hours ago because
a couple hours ago
I always prepared for the show. I got a little fucked up last night, not gonna lie to you.
You look fucked up, but you always look fucked up.
But anyway, yeah, that's true.
By the way, people, this is Cody's birthday episode too. Yeah, right. This is Cody's birthday.
That's right. Yeah, my birthday is this Wednesday. So
same day as my sister's.
Happy birthday to me. It turned the big 3-0.
Yeah, you ugly as fuck now. Yeah, not only that.
Oh, yeah, I'm hideous.
Yeah, you're a terrible looking motherfucker.
Like that dude from RoboCop that got that acid thrown on him.
Oh, you look worse than that.
Yeah.
You look like Jigsaw from Punisher Warzone.
Damn. That's fucked up.
Yeah, you look terrible. You look like shit. Like, you got like 3 days left of looking good. I would enjoy the rest of that while you can, sir. You look so bad now, I only kind of want to fuck you. That's how bad.
I'm like a maybe now.
Yeah. Maybe. You're like, like before I could be sober or drunk or whatever. Now it's just like, I'm going to need about like 3 drinks in my system real quick, you know?
Yeah. I get it. This is my future now, so I got used to it, I guess.
Your hair is looking like LeBron now. Oh, man. You're already aging, dude. I see it now.
Damn. Looking bad, Cody. All bad.
Yeah, because your birthday is the same day as my sister, so, you know. So it's not only your birthday, but it's the Halloween show.
Well, happy birthday to her too. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I don't know how many times I tell you that every year, but you usually be fucked up around this time. So,
yes, that makes sense.
Yeah. And my brother, his is the day before Halloween. So he's the evil little fuck.
Okay. 30th.
And you know, this is
first. All these October babies.
And you know, this is first year being religious too. So he's probably like, Halloween is the devil. I don't believe in none of that. Yeah, you can hear about it on the Holy Drop. People.
Holiday right there. We can't celebrate that right there.
Yeah. So you can hear about that all on the Holy Drop right now, people. With Cody's brother and my brother, as they banished this year's Halloween, not because of COVID, but because
they devil worshiping.
You know, it's funny you say that too, because every time I eat some meat, you know, my brother's a vegan. Every time I eat some sort of meat, he always says, that's the devil's meat right there.
Oh my
God. Like, motherfucking, you know, stop.
Look here, Cody.
Never fails.
I'm going to tell you this right now. COVID, because you know, we all about that eating healthy life and stuff like that. But I'm going to tell you this right now. If motherfuckers going to be dying over COVID, I'm going to get me a fucking burger if I got to go. Fuck that.
Hell yeah.
Fuck that.
I'm going to get me some red, bloody ass meat.
Yeah. I'm not dying eating no salad, Cody, okay?
I'm not dying eating no fucking wheatgrass and fucking fauna and flora, whatever the fuck.
So while we've been in quarantine, I've been eating whatever the fuck I feel like it. I'm just like, you know what? I don't give a shit now. If I got to die because of some virus or get sick or whatever, I'm going to enjoy eating some fucking, like you just said, red meat, Cody. I'm going to be eating red meat. I told you I had a steak for the first time in what? Years and shit, right?
Yeah, so
I fuck that. This shit, I'm eating whatever the fuck I feel like.
Hell yeah, you guys are right. Shit, Eat what I want, baby.
Goddamn right, shit. Anyway, what you drinking, sir?
Ooh, man, my shit a little fizzing over there a little bit. Woo! Suck the top off real quick.
Yeah, slurp that shit. Oh, man, you look so terrible as you do that.
Speaking of blood, look at it. Watch this color real quick, though, bro. Look at this shit. Hold on, let me pour this.
I saw it, like, foam up, too.
Look at that.
Oh, that's crazy. Damn, you on your period, huh?
It looks like blood. It looks like legit blood.
Yeah.
Look at that, dude.
You on your monthly now. I see it. Oh, mm-hmm. Cody bleeding. His anus is bleeding.
Yeah, shit kind of thick, too.
Damn, okay. Negro, what you talking about now? Drink or what?
They call it a smoothie sour, so I guess they're not lying. Nigga,
show me your window. What you looking at right now? Hold on. What's this? What you talking about?
I'm talking about the alcohol, sir.
What you talking about?
I ain't talking about no alcohol. I ain't got anything around here. I'm not going to lie to you. There ain't shit on this street. So, yeah. And like your old building. Remember your old building. Yeah. Every time you look at the window.
That's how you know if I trailed off or whatever. And Cody, let me tell
Hey, you know the fucked up part. Every time you used to glance out when Jamie said so, they're always gone. I used to always see that little dust cloud or some shit. I always missed it.
You remember that every one time. Chick? And that one chick I kept telling you about, I was like, man, she is like really gorgeous. And just she wanted to do a spirit bomb with me or something like that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, she's like a Scientologist or some weird shit. She's like that she's like that religion from GTA 5. Remember that shit? Fuck that was?
I think if I'm not mistaken, she said she's like, let's hold hands and breathe each other's air in or some shit like that. I was like, the fuck? I was like, okay.
She's talking about like chakras and all that shit, your third eye and that green energy and all that shit.
I was like, yeah, okay, we getting our energies aligned. All right, cool. And then next you know, I'm like, it's about to lead to like some dirty ass sex or something like that, right? It was like,
complete opposite.
We was forming energies, Cody. I came back looking like a Super Saiyan and shit, like a black Super Saiyan. I was like, oh.
Isn't that how she say the people mate? By like transfer energy or some shit like that.
Yeah, transfer energy, Cody. But I think that was the episode I asked you. That was the episode I asked you where I said, "So is regular fucking boring to people now? Like what's going on here?"
It's boring that religion, I guess.
Oh, okay, all right then, Cody. So it's funny because I No, actually, it's not funny. I don't find any of that hilarious, to be honest. So, like, not a damn thing.
Yeah.
So what's thick now? What's thick?
Yeah, so this is from Drecker Brewing Company. Where are they from? Out in... Man, I'd say.
From parts unknown. That's why.
Whatever. Anyway. Yeah. This is... a blackberry, passion fruit, pineapple, double fruit, smoothie sour. What is what they call it? So they have they got the malt bill in the back here.
That's Cody's. So it's made with
pale two-row, carafoam, and sour malt. The hops are Magnum hops and Halotol Blank. They even have the flora. Let's say the bacteria in it, Lactobacillus culture and house ale yeast. You also have a gimmick here. It says blackberry, passion fruit, pineapple, more pineapple, sea salt, lactose, and vanilla beans.
Cody just made up a bunch of fucking words, people. Anyway,
You can see in the back of the camera right here.
Nah, I can't see that
shit. You read that.
Nah, I can't read that. It look like white words, man. Like, it look like little white little squiggles. Like, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
Like the curves.
But it's there.
Like the curves that white girl in that Michael B. Jordan video. I can't see shit.
Yeah, as I was saying, it is thick. That head is going nowhere. Look at that shit, dude.
The fuck are you talking about?
This legit looks like a smoothie.
What are you talking about?
Look at that.
You said
the color of the look at the head. That's how the head, the bone, the foam. So like, you heard me say that shit before.
That's what motherfucker said, look how thick it is. Look at the head. Look at it's like, well, what?
Yeah. Look at that. It's just bouncing. It looks like a marshmallow or something.
Are we talking about alcohol still? Or what are you talking about?
Yeah, we're still talking about the beer, man.
Oh my god.
Yeah. All beer talk here. I'm not talking about anything else. Yeah. That's all he's talking about on Last Shop here. It's alcohol only, sir.
That's how you know Cody when he drinks. He's a fucking freak and shit. Ooh. That motherfucker be like, man, look at the head on that. It's thick to the motherfucker. Shit. I imagine when I pop open that 8-year-old and I put it in my mouth.
Man, but when you smell it, it smells like straight juice. So like I said, it smells like legit just straight juice.
So you smelling...
It smells like... It literally smells like you throw some shit in a blender and you blend it up. That's what it smells like. It smells super fresh.
So you smelling...
You get that berry, you get the passion fruit.
You smelling the head of women now? Yeah, man. Like that? What are you...
Yeah.
What are you trying to tell me? Like...
I'm turning Michael Ealy from that one movie.
Yeah, like
total fucking creep.
Well, yeah, because you 30 now, so you getting old and shit. So you ain't got no choice. Nobody wants you no more. You don't look pretty no more. Watch, some hot ass chick is gonna talk to you, and you gonna be like, she gonna be like, how old are you? And everything gonna be going great. She basically saying fuck me now, Cody. And then she gonna be like, how old are you? And you gonna be like, oh shit, I just turned 30. She gonna be like, oh, have a good day, sir.
Man, this is making me salivate. So I'm about to go in for the taste right here. Cheers.
Nothing makes you salivate like that Goose Island. So you need to stop it with that nonsense.
Ooh. Oh man.
Mm.
Mm. Mm. Oh, that is delicious.
Mm.
That is. This tastes like straight fruit juice.
Mm.
If I were to give you this. Mm-hmm. I don't get this to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
This tastes like straight fruit juice.
Mm.
This is delicious. It is thirst quenching. I don't know what we're saying about beers. A lot of beers, they just dry your mouth out. But this one, man, it is wow.
So
this is delicious.
So when she...
I just bought this on a whim, too.
So when you play with the head, like you said earlier, it dries you out, right? That's what you're saying? Uh-oh.
No, oh. Not this head.
Oh,
it keeps going. It keeps going.
Oh, it keeps going. Oh, damn.
Yeah. It doesn't fizzle out. You're getting the front of the tongue, the middle, the back of the palate. It's all over. It is everlasting. This goes nowhere. Flavor goes nowhere. Oh, it's the gift that keeps on giving. This damn. Is serious.
Just gave him the beer. That's right. Yeah, the beer.
Yeah, the beer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the beer. Just talking about beer. Yeah.
I thought you was making a dating ad right now or something like that.
Man, I'm wiping my lips off and shit. It's like this red residue across my lips.
What you saw?
Man, this shit is insane.
Damn.
Look at this beer right here, sir.
Yeah.
I'm not bullshitting, dude. I'm in love with this beer. I just picked out some random shit that looked like some Halloween stuff. Like, all right, let's take that. Buy that. That looks good. But sure enough, damn, this shit is great.
I'm out of control, people. Wow. Like, he's just out of control right now.
I wish you were here. I wish you could try this, man.
I told you people last week.
Good.
This motherfucker had the best beer of his life. Now he's out of control. You can't contain him no more. He out of control now. Like he had this Goose Island beer.
Hey, I had two world class beers 2 weeks in a row. Yeah, as far as like sours go, this is right up there. This is in the echelon of like a sours.
This motherfucker, he lost it now.
This is great.
I can't contain him anymore. He's out of control.
This is an amazing beer.
Ladies, I want to apologize for Cody's dating ad that he just gave out about his head and all the flavors and shit it had or whatever stuff. Like, you know,
the everlasting head. The
everlasting head of flavors and the thickness of it and all that shit. It's like, damn, man, hold up now. Wait a minute now.
Man, dude. Look at the sediment. Look at that. It looks like a puree. You see that?
No.
Look at the glass. look at what it's leaving.
I'm not trying not to look, Cody.
Look at that
I'm not trying to look at your shit, man. I'm sorry.
Look at that.
I'm not looking at
this
your shit.
This beer is insane.
If you was 29 still, insane. I would look at your shit.
What's the percentage on this shit? Hold on.
You know, off his mind, people.
7.3%. You don't taste that at all. This is delicious. I love this beer. It's great. It's the last drop. Last fucking job, people.
Damn, this motherfucker.
Drecker Brewing Company.
He's crazy.
Brains.
He's fucking
check it
crazy,
out.
People.
You see this in your stores, get it. It is delicious. It lives up to the label. Double fruited smoothie sour, that's exactly what it is. It's like drinking a smoothie.
All right, love miss. It. You can get off your knees now. I know somebody's there, Cody. Tell her to get off her knees. She can leave the room now. I ain't never seen you so excited.
Right. I'll, yeah,
She can leave.
I'll put the camera down. This is all me. See? All me. Nothing there.
Wow. Not only did he give a dating app, now he just pointed the camera. He's like, hey, lady, check this out right here. Yeah. Fits the description. Motherfucker using the last drop as his dating.
I got the gray sweats on too. So you know what that means.
This motherfucker. This motherfucker using the last drop as his fucking sex Tinder right now and shit, talking about come get it. Because you know why he's doing this, people? You know why? His fucking days are numbered. He's 30. Oh, well. He about to be 30 now. Days are numbered now.
He's got like, four more days. Gotta get it in.
He's like JB's at 32. He said, I didn't see enough of his 30s to realize it's over. So, yeah.
Yep.
That motherfucker about to be found up in a ditch somewhere tomorrow. Watch. You like, man. So I'm eating some M&M's and some Lifesaver gummies. Those are my candies, my go-to candies when I go to the store, Cody. My Halloween treats, Cody. And this week, I made me a Halloween-themed cocktail, which I'm just going to go ahead and appropriately name it. I'm going to call this drink? And what am I going to call this? I'm going to call this a Jekyll and Gin, like a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, some shit like that. I'm going to call it Jekyll
and Gin. Okay, Jekyll and Gin.
Yeah, what you think of that name, Cody?
Call it Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Gin.
I like that, Cody. I like that a lot. So I decided to, instead of a whiskey cocktail, I wanted to make something with that Roku gin we had back, shit, that was a while ago. I don't remember when that was now. When we did our Endgame, that's what it was. It was Endgame, the Endgame episode where we had every spirit we could think of. Tequila, rum, cognac, whiskey, beer, vodka,
gin,
and I think the gin was like was the one that blew our mind. And I'm talking about that Roku gin. So yeah, I decided to make a cocktail for this theme because you know we're always talking cocktails here, and then Cody and me always said I ain't never gonna make that shit. I'm too lazy. So I said this time I'm gonna do it, Cody. And sure enough,
ain't no shit else. You got time.
Hey, man, hey, hold on now. I'm a very busy man now. What are you talking about? Shit, I got to refortify the bunker. I got to, you know, I gotta watch stupid people do stupid shit, Cody. I got to, you know, I gotta close that window right there, okay? Hold on, let me do that right now. Mm-hmm. You see that? That took 3 seconds. That's a lot of fucking time nowadays, Cody.
It is.
So let me go ahead and add the final ingredient, which is tonic water.
Tonic.
Yeah, and here's the drink right here. So what I use is I got some rose, because this one, it's funny you say your drink is fruity. Not that kind of fruity, but fruity. Mm-hmm. And because mine is too. I went for a fruity flavor kind of alcoholic punch, if you will. So what I did is I got some rose cherry grenadine. And then I got some lemon juice. Gotta have the shaker. Shook that shit up, you know, mix it up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some Roku gin.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm about to add the final touch here. I actually ordered some glow in the dark straws too, because I wanted to put a funny looking straw in there, but I didn't get that motherfucker, so whatever. So now I'm gonna add some tonic water to my already made drink here, Cody, and that is my drink.
Man, look at JB, the mixologist over here.
So I added some ice in there, and I put like some red Lifesavers around the glass. And then I stuck two at the bottom. That.
Look at you.
And then I stuck some little drops in there as well, two at the bottom.
Impressed.
So now let's add the final. Ooh, sip that right away. Let's pour the last drop in here.
That looks like a good actually looks like a summer drink. Like a good summer drink.
Yeah, now look at the colors now. Since I've added that. Fizzed up at the top, but it's like a light then fades in the darkness.
It looks like cherry Sprite. That's what it looks like.
There's a cherry Sprite now?
Yeah, there's a cherry Sprite.
Jesus fucking Christ. They just
I don't know if they make it anymore. I know they made it like years back. I haven't seen it in a long time, but there's like a cherry Sprite at one point.
Damn. That's
Or was it 7-Up? It was Sprite or 7-Up. Might have been 7-Up. I don't know.
Same shit, ain't it? Well, same shit. Mm. So
pretty much.
Oh man, you get that floral essence gin right off the smell of it. But also, since I have these Lifesavers all around, I put cherry on them too. it's just nothing but cherry. But look at that color, though, Cody. Look at that. Look at that right there. Man, that's a – I love that shade right there. Not bad for the first ever cocktail made on the last drop.
Not bad at all.
Thank you, sir.
You got a future ahead of yourself there, sir.
Oh, thank you. I'm a pro alcoholic, Cody. You know, I mean,
Yeah, it makes sense that you probably be a natural at making cocktails. You're too lazy to make them before.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, you should have seen That's me all. In that. You should have seen me in the kitchen too. I was looking like fucking Dr. Jekyll. I was like, and yeah, it was like I was taking photos and shit because I was in angles and shit. I was like, hold on now, wait a minute. And then I took like a little bit of the salt and I was just like.
Yeah, like each little grain of salt, like one, two.
You should have seen my utensils I had. I had this little spoon and shit, and I was just like, wait a minute. I only want 2 teaspoons of grenadine in it.
Exactly.
I jumped and shit, and I thought it was like
exact fucking measurements.
Exact measurements. I think one of them I did say, fuck it. As soon as I dropped the grenade, I was like, ooh. Like some shit was going to explode or something like that. I was like, oh, look at that right there.
Yeah, you had your little Dr. Strange gloves on and shit, mixing that shit.
Power yellow gloves.
Baby. Yeah.
I looked at my jigger. I said, Yeah. So yeah, those are the ingredients to my Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde here. And or whatever the fuck I'm calling it. And I'm going to go ahead and sip this bad boy. Well, I already sipped it earlier, but.
Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Gin.
It's got like this citrus fruity flavor to it. It's like basically, like you said, it's really a summer drink. It's it's refreshing as hell. It's like really fucking refreshing. It's like, man. And since it's gin, too, you don't even fucking taste the alcohol, which is probably the scary part of that drink. It's probably really scary about that. But
how much gin you pour in there?
I poured 3 ounces.
Okay, that's a good amount.
Yeah, and then I wanted to see. I added like a half an ounce, so 3.5 ounces too, because I poured a little bit more of grenadine and lemon juice in there because I wanted that. I wanted that floral essence to stick out more, so I just figured lemon juice would bring it out more. So I chose that. And I only chose – because I was going to get regular grenadine because I wanted like a white seltzer-looking color. But then I was just like, I want like a color, like a 3-blend type color. I want it to be like light on the top, gets like middle dark, and then just gets darker as it goes low. I didn't know how to fucking do that. And I just said, well, about to experiment. And sure enough, it worked. I was like, oh, shit, that was easy as fuck. I can do that all the time. And then I was like, I'm going to add something on the top of that bitch or whatever. And I put these little cherries around here and stuff. And then I put like 2 little cherry drops at the bottom of the glass, too. You can't see them, but you can see them in there. So, yeah, that was the whole thing.
But I see now, it. I can see it. Yep.
You get hits of that gin, man. That gin just sticks out, but it's like a cherry gin now. So now it's just like really fruity and flavorful. Our gay listeners are like, tell us more. Please tell us more. I want to hear all about that. They after Cody now because he's 30. They like, ooh, he's finally mature now. He's matured for me now. I like that. They'll leave me alone now because they're like, oh, he grandpa age now. But Cody, ooh. Cody is legal and mingle. Oh, yeah.
Just ripe enough.
He's like a plum girl. He red on the inside when you take a bite.
What the fuck?
Cody's like, you fucking up my ad right now. Like, he's like, I didn't put all that work into making that ad. You just fucked that all up in like 2 seconds. Thanks a lot, JB. You're welcome, Cody. Anything for you, my friend. Anything for you. I like this. This is really good. If I was lazy, I could make more.
One and done for you. That's it.
Yeah, that's it now. And don't ask us no more. You ain't getting no more cocktails on this show. No, this is really good. It's really refreshing. Anyone can drink this. I don't think your hardcore whiskey drinkers would care for it, but they'd be like, it's too light for me. Plus, I had it sitting here for a while. The ice probably melted out of it, so. But it's still good. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can give this a last drop, though. Still a work in progress, if you will. But
work in progress.
I would easily give this a 3.5, Cody.
3.5. Damn, that's close enough. Mm-hmm. Right there.
I think you would enjoy this. This is really fun.
Yeah, it looks good.
I could down the shit out of this right now.
I know. That's exactly what it looks like. It looks like an easy downer. Oh. Chug. 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 Oh, he's actually chugging people. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Well, damn. Look at that. Damn. He's letting like, chug that shit. That's a wrap. Yeah. looking like college JB right there.
Oh, college JB. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. We can't go to that JB no more. That JB. That was a fuckboy right there. That's got alcohol in it? Give it to me. Let's go. Come on, let's do it. Shot. Mm-hmm. And my ass is all about shots and shit, too. Just shot. Yep, oh, yeah. Jaeger bombs. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was fucking delicious, dude.
That's good.
I love the consistency of it, too. The further I went down on it or whatever and stuff. This is like the gayest episode ever, people, by the way. Like, it just...
So much innuendo. Yeah,
it's like, wait, people are like, wait a minute, you went that? What? Hold on. Cody's talking about tasting his head and shit, and JB talking about he went all the way down.
That everlasting head, baby.
Hey, we're in different rooms right now, people. We are doing this via Zoom, and we're not even in the same room. And I swear to God, nobody's in here. Nope. Nobody's over there. So,
nope.
Man, we just send all kind of mixed signals on this episode. It's not even funny. The macho man is watching from hell going like, oh, yeah.
I only wonder what first-time listeners are going to be like, damn, I thought this was an alcohol show. What the fuck is this?
Yeah.
The hell am I listening to right now?
I want another one. Like, you know what? That's almost last drop right there, because like...
So is it last drop or is it 3.5? Which one is it? You sticking with the 3.5?
I think I want to stick with the 3.5, but I always go like, whenever I go 3.5, it's like, that hit that last drop, it has to have like, do I want more of it? Like right away, too. Like,
hey, you want, that's what it sounds like, what it is.
I'm going to give that a last drop, Cody.
That's the last... There it is.
Damn,
two last drops. Wow. Impressive.
That's better than last year's Halloween episode, right?
Oh, way fucking better. Oh, my God. Hey, comparison to the bullshit we had last year.
Man, that was some that was some shit.
That whole day was fucked up.
It really was. I was like, ain't this a bitch? That is fucking really good. The fucking lifesavers in there really make it different. Make it taste really good, dude. Like, it's sweet as shit.
Nice.
That is really fucking good, man. That's some patio drinking shit right there. Oh. Watch me forget these ingredients like next week and shit and be like, I made a drink. I did something.
See, basil, lime.
I start looking at this grenadine bottle going vinaigrette. Like, vinaigrette. I look at this grenadine bottle going like, what the fuck did I do with this? What the fuck I did with this?
Like, how did I get there?
People, lemon juice, 59 cent. Grenadine, $2.99. Tonic water, $1.99. My love and affection, priceless.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
Yeah.
All so the ingredients.
Man, that was... I'm about to start like belching now. You know what I'm going to do now? And that honor, I'm going to take a real quick shot now.
Okay. Sounds good. Was that the Glenlivet?
Yeah, it was sitting here, so I didn't want to open that bottle. That's right there, because I was like, fuck that. I didn't get no shot. Oh, yeah. You know what, people? We're going to keep this going. 12-hour stream right now. Come on.
Let's keep it going.
Let me go get another drink real quick. Maybe chugging that was the worst idea ever. Because now I'm like, I'm ready to party now.
Uh-oh. In the mood. Uh-oh.
Cody didn't say the magic words. College, JB. Yeah. Let's do it now. Let's do it.
Trigger.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do it, Cody. Come on right now. What are you doing? You ain't doing shit. Come on now. Let's partake.
I ain't doing shit.
Oh, okay. Shit. Yeah. Take shirts off there. Yeah. That was back when fucking JB couldn't keep his goddamn shirts on. I think that ended all the way up to like 25, 26, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, probably a little before I met you, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. I got more respectable, you know. Although there was 1 year when Cody said I was worse now than I was back then. I don't remember when that was, but I was like listening to him going like.
There was a year, I think it was after you had your last major relationship, like that year, the year after that.
Yeah, probably was.
Yeah.
When I got a relationship, it's like. It's like
okay, I'm gonna do me.
oh, you ain't seen nothing there. That's what it's like. I would call this motherfucker and be like, "What you doing? You ain't doing shit. Get your ass up. Let's go. Let's go. You ain't doing shit.
Yep.
Let's go do this right now." Yeah, I think I tried to. I tried to run down a barricade on Cody's birthday and shit.
Yep.
Yeah, that was
no fucks given.
I looked at him and said, I paid for a bed. Mm-hmm. I'm sleeping in that bed.
Oh, yeah, people. He wasn't going to stop. That car kept on moving. You're lucky that game was automated because he would have ran right through that motherfucker. I shit you not.
I love it, though, because Cody.
He was a man on a mission that night.
I love it, though, because Cody was like that fucking Dave Chappelle joke he did where he was just like, the cops pulled him over and he's like smoking. He's like, I don't know. Sometimes you got to race him, dude. Yeah, I don't know. That's what Cody gave me that look when I told him, Cody, I'm going to run it down. Cody looked like he was smoking a joint. Sometimes you got to run it down, man. I don't know what the fuck to tell you. It's like he didn't say do it, but he didn't say don't.
I didn't say not to do it
not
either.
Not do it neither. So I just saw a look of, if you think you could do it, then you know. Shit. And you know,
shame my car.
And I ain't gonna lie, I was fucked up.
You were, we both were.
Actually, I think at that point we were sober. I think we were sobered up actually.
A little bit.
Yeah. No,
not like fully, but
you man, you sobered up a way more than no, I remember that night.
Obviously, yeah, compared to
and I was fucked up before you took us on that adventure. Cause then that air started hitting me when we were outside doing
the right.
Cody then took me for a fucking mile walk and shit, and I'm thinking like, I'm like, wait a minute, hold on, why are we following this drunk motherfucker? I don't know. I don't know what this man was thinking, where he was going.
Man, I was like a dog chasing cars, man. I was like the Joker. Aimless.
He just grabbed his person and just. I guess he wanted to walk. It's like he maybe he was trying to find the hotel and realize, oh yeah, that shit ain't even over
here. Like, oh shit, that shit's like fucking a 10-minute drive or some shit like that.
He's like, damn. I think it was when we got those pizzas though. You started this code probably. Like, I don't even remember the pizza. What?
I don't remember pizza.
Remember
the pizza.
Well, when we was in the pizza line. This fight broke out by my foot.
I do kind of remember that a little bit, yeah.
Because you were standing on the side of me, and this fight just broke out by our foots, and I looked down. I was so fucked up still. I was like, are they fighting? I was like, holy shit. They were like right on my shoe, too. I was just like, damn, they're going at it right now. Cody, look at this. And you was like looking at the menu, like, so they got pepperoni and they got sausage. What you want? But it's shit. That's even worse that we try to run this barricade down sober.
Yeah, it's actually kind of bad.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. People, you gotta remember. I'm about to say, you gotta remember. This is a time when we didn't know that shit was automated, but this shit was like 5 years ago, so it wasn't that like. It wasn't like a time.
Shit, I was born 5 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, actually it was. So it was about like 7 years. Yeah, because I'm thinking 2015. I was a good boy at that time.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you were.
No, that was the year you told me I was at my worst.
That was the year. Yeah, that was after your relationship ended. Then, like toward the latter half of that year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was that might have been Daft Punk year too, where I was like the nicest on Halloween.
Oh yeah, that was that year. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, but like, and I remember hearing you just saying, "I love how you're just committed to this right now, whatever." Like, I wouldn't talk the whole fucking night and shit, and I just like
started. Oh yeah. this dude was dedicated. People, you should have seen him. You wouldn't recognize him, obviously, with the fucking helmet on, but yeah, he was just straight up in character the entire time.
You remember the one time I tried to take it off? Is when those girls started kissing the helmet. I was like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was the one time I almost broke character. I was like, hold on. Mm-hmm. And then we went to that house or whatever and shit. And then, those girls wanted me to sing and shit like that. And I was like, fuck that. I ain't singing. You got to come down here. And we went to that house, whatever. And we started, people, this is not us. We don't do this. But we started raiding their cabinets and shit. Talking about, we ain't drinking no fucking Coors Light. What the fuck y'all got up
here? Yeah, we ain't drinking that shit. Yeah. We had no choice. Like, what the fuck else y'all got in here? I'm about to drink that shit.
I was like,
hell no.
That was like the most ghettoest shit me and Cody's ever done together. Like, and we've done some shit before, people, but that right there was like the most ghetto. We was all up in these people's cabinets and shit and refrigerator and like, what the fuck? And then we found that vodka and we was just like,
hey, fuck it.
I'm drinking that than that beer right there. Because they had like Coors Light and Heineken's and shit. And it was Miller Lite.
I think they had like fucking, like Blue Moon bullshit like that too.
And then remember they went to go make a beer run and you got all excited. You was like, oh, thank God. And then they came back with more Blue Moon. You was just like,
yeah. Oh, shit. Fuck.
I think I remember telling you, hide that vodka bottle.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Hide that fucking bottle, Cody. Don't let anybody take sight of that shit.
I love how we killed that vodka bottle and yet we didn't get fucked up at all. We was just like, damn, is that a vodka?
No.
Vodka don't do shit. Don't do shit for you. No. Like, what the fuck good is vodka, Cody? Seriously, like,
it's only for a mixer. That's all it is.
Oh, okay. Damn, because that was really disappointing. And then those two people was fucking on the balcony and shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
I remember Cody was the first one to spot it too. He was like, "They fucking on the balcony." And then he looked at me, or whatever, and I was already standing. I was like, all right. Now Black Widow, she all like diehard Republican and shit, Cody.
Oh damn.
Yeah, she
you never know people sometimes, do you?
She real hardcore Republican. Damn. Like, I'm talking like far right wing. Like, you know, far right wing. Like, don't believe in Black Lives Matter type right wing, whatever and shit. So,
damn,
that's
it is what it is. I guess
ain't my friend. I don't give a fuck. I guess we done here, people. We just talking shit right now because
reminisce a little bit.
I'm a little hyper. I shouldn't have done that. That's just the last drop, Cody.
Hell yeah!
People gonna be like, "Oh, JB's drunk." No, not drunk. Give me some more though.
You just feeling it right now. You just ready to keep going.
Yeah, I'm excited now. I made my first cocktail ever on this show here. We've been talking about
last drop.
We've been talking about cocktails for like fucking year long now, whatever, on this show, and I finally made one here, and it was fucking delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Still kept the alcohol potency. I got to do a whiskey one next now.
Yeah, so, for sure.
Yeah, see how that works out. It's probably gonna taste like shit, but you know. So yeah, people. By the way, Cody, you got any candy you eating on or anything like that? You a candy man?
I got some C's upstairs.
Yeah, you like C's candy?
I should know those a little bit.
C's candy kind of pissed me off sometimes because I don't read, as you know, Cody. I just take bites.
Right.
Yeah, I take bites and go like, oh,
the shit you don't want. They're like,
that's raspberry. I don't want that. Whoever decided to put a raspberry in chocolate, you can go fuck yourself, okay? Like, you can just fuck yourself to death. Like to death. Fuck yourself to death, please. But that's the end of the show, people. We're done here. I got to give Cody his I was gonna say bottle, but I'm gonna be like his fake birthday present that I never was planning on giving though.
Oh yeah. Well, you get a chance, man. Yeah, much appreciated.
Yeah, thank I gotta give him his Weller here. by the way, I also want to send a shout out to my man Yoon. I want to give him a thanks for this new Apple Watch he got me.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah, shout out to you, man. Yeah, thank I saw that. There. I was like, yeah, got the. Got the Apple Watch on deck. I like,
yeah, that's Series 6,
you
know, man.
It's funny. I'm actually thinking about I think I might join back in the iPhone family. I might go back to the dark side again.
Get back to the dark side?
The iPhone 12 mini is calling me. I like small phones. I'm tired of these big ass phones. I like small ones.
You know, it's funny. Like, every decade, we seem to go through phases from big to small, big to small. I'm still with you. I like shit small. There was never a time I wanted shit big. I do not want big shit.
I like having one hand where I can reach everything in one hand. I'm tired of this two-hand shit. I got to back down, put the hand and the finger. I'm like, I'm done with that shit.
I tried to take a photo and shit with like me holding the bottle up next to the sign of the building and shit. That shit was so fucking hard with this big ass. I was like, God damn. I even had to ask myself, why am I struggling with it? I've done this many times before.
Yeah, because I was in the whole big phone phase, like when the iPhone 6 came out, and that was when the phones like really started getting big. I was like, yeah, I'm all about this. And ever since then, I'm like, nah, I'm kind of tired of this shit. I don't want these big ass phones anymore.
You've seen all my good. Phones. They all I'm were done. Small and shit. Another thing we need to talk about. Got some sports talk real quick before we get out of here, people. So UFC happened last night, 254. Khabib retired. One of the greatest, one of the best fighters ever retired last night because his father passed away. And he's 29-0. He kept his championship and retained it. He retired. His mother said she didn't want him fighting anymore without his father by his side. So he honored his mother and said, I will no longer fight anymore. This is my last fight. Wow, what a respectable guy, right? It was just the undercard kind of sucked. I don't know. It didn't suck. It was just like whatever. But the main event and the co-main event, my God, man. Oh, it's just exciting fights right there by Gar. And it was just exciting. You wanted to see more rounds or whatever. I was blown away. And it was an early start time, too. This shit started at like 11 a.m. on West Coast time. So I was like, shit, because they were in Abu Dhabi, obviously. Okay. That was the first pay-per-view I've ever watched that early. I don't remember ever watching a pay-per-view this fucking early. So, yeah. Man, but this Khabib dude, that's the dude that when he fought McGregor, people that video uploaded of him fighting that bear when he was a kid, and he beat that bear's ass. Like, just like that bear didn't stand a fucking chance. Like I'm still waiting for round two of that. Like, you know, adult Khabib versus adult bear. Like they need to find that bear. These people in these other countries, dude, they train like fucking animals. Not to call them animals or anything like that, but they. Their training is just like, it's just like another fucking level of another world or whatever it may be. Because holy shit, dude. First of all, fighting a bear is ridiculous. But this dude, he gets leg sweeped, falls to the ground, and somehow manages to get a double leg takedown and still snap in a triangle choke. I pride myself when I was amateur fighting as a submission specialist. I could watch that tape of him doing that 50,000 times. I would never be able to pull that off. I don't know how the fuck he was able to do that. It was just an incredible show to watch. I was like, this dude is a fucking beast. Like, nobody's business. And hear him retire, it was just like, he went out 29-0. So, I mean, it would have been nice to get that 30, but respect to him for quitting. I know a lot of people saying, oh, that's bullshit. Nobody really retires. It's like, I think he really is retiring if his mother said that shit and he's going along with it. So I think it's done. Plus, I don't think it's really much for him to do unless he wanted to up his weight class and go up to 170 instead of 155. But yeah, that was just a great main event. And then another, by the way, did you see that Dana White? These Trump ads are ridiculous. Dana White Trump ad, like,
no.
It looks so fucking fake and CG'd and shit like that with the green screen in the background. And then Dana White, like, you know, I don't know if you ever heard this man talk, Cody, but that man don't know how to show no type of enthusiasm. He's like, just vote Donald Trump. You know, he's I believe in Donald Trump. And I was just like, shut up, Dana, please. Just shut up. I gotta add, a lot of people care about Dana White's opinion. He's just the president of UFC. Who gives a fuck with Dana White? It's like, who gives a fuck with Dana White thing?
Nah, you. That's true.
He don't fight or nothing like that. He don't have any, not that I know of. I don't think he has a background, nothing like that. This is like, yeah, he's just some motherfucker that sold UFC for $4 billion and the president of the company and makes a shitload of money or whatever. Half the time he talks, it's just a bunch of fucking gibberish anyway. So it's like, I don't know why people always asking Dana White like these hard, tough, softball questions and shit. Just like, who gives a fuck what Dana White thinks, okay? Another thing that happened in sports, Cody, them goddamn Dodgers, Cody. Them goddamn Dodgers.
Hey, we just can't get a lead, can we? We can't just hold a fucking lead. It's always give and take with the Dodgers.
I almost tweeted last night. The Dodgers are the Clippers of baseball, aren't they?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I thought it was the Angels, but yeah, I guess. I guess the Dodgers, yeah.
It's like, what is up with them? Like, at least at the Angels, I can say, I remember when they won a championship. It was in the 2000s.
Yeah.
I don't remember when the Dodgers won a championship. At least the Angels, I can say, they have a home. It's not in L.A. As much as L.A. wants to rename them Los Angeles or whatever it may be, they're in Orange County. They wanted to be in Long Beach for a little bit. They're in Orange County. They have a home. They have a beautiful stadium. They have a really gorgeous stadium. I wish Dodgers would update their stadium to look like this, honestly. It's really nice. It shoots fireworks and pyros and shit when they score home runs. The Dodgers, Cody, 2-1 lead. These motherfuckers. I was not watching any Dodger games this year because I do not get my hopes up when it comes to the Dodgers. I just like, you need to understand that they choke. That's what they do. I tuned into this game last night, Cody. This was a fucking mistake. We were up, Cody. We were up by 2 fucking runs. We were down by 1 then, and then we were up by 1. We get to the bottom of the 9th, Cody, and somehow we fucking lose this game. We took the lead, Cody, in this game 3 fucking times and still lost. That is some Clippers shit right there, okay? Like this one game was like the Clippers versus Nuggets series. How the fuck did you do that? I don't understand it. It's even at a point now that game was so bad that, like, even if the Dodgers won, it's like, you better win the next 2 years to just redeem this series alone. It's almost like honestly, it feels like, because people are talking this about the Lakers, it feels like the Dodgers is about to be handed this fucking series because, like, Jesus fucking Christ. Mm-hmm. Like, gee, how can you be playing this fucking bad, Cody? I just don't get it. It's every fucking year, though, too. It's like every fucking year. Can you just give LA a championship, please? Can you just do it?
That's all we ask. That's all we ask. Lakers got the chip. Dodgers, it's only natural that you get the chip as well this year. It just makes so much sense. Don't fuck this up. I'm not even a huge baseball guy, but I don't want you to see y'all fuck this up. Just win it.
I don't.
LA. Just not, do it.
Do you know please. What team we playing to at that? Like, yeah. Do you know it? You think we want to lose to them? No. Fuck yeah. No. Get the fuck out of here or whatever. So, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, no, I would say, in essence, Dodgers, get your shit together and just get the fucking job done. That's all we ask. Just do it.
So we got to win 2 more games.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I got to tell you, that's a lot. And the next game 5, starts tonight at 5 o'clock.
I'll be tuning in.
Get your shit together. That's all we ask.
I'll be watching, Dodgers.
Look.
I will be watching.
In this shitty year of 2020, we'd like to have 2 championships.
Yeah.
That's all.
Come on. For LA, for Kobe.
Funny enough, it's against the Tampa Rays.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball, it was the Miami Heat.
Miami Heat, yep. Close enough, you know.
You know what? So I just want to say, Dodgers, don't fuck up our dominance over Florida right now.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying. Don't fuck this up right now. That's all I'm going to say. Don't fuck this up right now, okay?
Hey, that's what I'm saying. It makes too much sense. You got to make it happen. Got to.
We're not about to have 1-1 with Florida. Okay.
No.
I don't, we're in a COVID war with Florida. Okay.
COVID war.
You goddamn right, yeah. Cause people, Cody's been calling us Little Florida. I don't like that shit. I don't like that shit at all. Okay. As the bunker boy of America, I just wanted to let you know. I don't like that Little Florida name that people have deemed us. It's California people. That at all. We ain't no little shit, okay? Now, if we're going to be little Florida. No. They little California, okay? They need to get their shit together, okay? They need to get their shit together, okay? California is better than Florida. Florida only got one fucking city that you want to go to anyway. It's called Miami. And even you don't really want to go there because your ass will go broke, okay? So they can suck a dick, okay? California is where the beaches is at, not Miami. Because if you go on their beach, you might hit a hurricane. You never know what the fuck might happen, okay? This is where it's at. California. L.A. L.A., okay? All right? And how many times I got to say this? Newport Beach, Manhattan Beach, Long Beach, Redondo Beach. We are beach state, okay? I just want you to know that. All right? We got a whole area called the Bay fucking area. The Bay area? What does that fucking tell you? That's water, bitch. Water, bitch. All right? We will not be losing to Little California. So you need to keep our streak strong against Florida Dodgers. You need to get your shit together, all right? The fuck wrong with y'all? Shit. Tired of this shit, Cody, okay?
Fucking
Florida. Yeah, I ain't too much. We need to beat them. We need to beat them, insert our dominance over them, and just let their cases keep going up, because that's what they do. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. They fuck up, Cody. That's what they do. And they need to fuck up right now so Dodgers can take this win. And I'm going to tell you this right now, even if Dodgers win, you ain't getting no applause from me neither.
Job's not finished.
Because you shouldn't have let them get to this far. We should have won last night, and we should be sweeping them tonight, and that should be the done of it.
Yeah, that's how I felt about the Lakers in Game 5, the finals. We should have won that game. But whatever.
At the end of the day, we knew they were going to win this.
Yeah, yeah.
Dodgers, you just throw your hands up once again. Just like, I don't know if you're going to win this or lose this. I don't know what you're going to do.
Because they've been in position before.
They didn't been in this position for the past 5 fucking years now. Every goddamn year. It's like, okay, when LeBron was with Cleveland and they were playing the Golden State Warriors, they've been to the championship together so many times. It's like Cleveland's bound to win one, right?
Yeah.
You just knew it, right? And they won one. He was just like, you can't lose every year. You just got to win one. The odds are just like, it's 50-50. You got to win one of those 50, right?
Yeah.
The Dodgers didn't been there more than Golden State and Cleveland was in that 3-4 year time span. Why the fuck we ain't won one yet? I was like, what in the fuck? I was like, what odds are these, Cody? I was like, Jesus Christ, get your shit together, please. Because you know why? I got all this goddamn gold on my finger right now for them Lakers and shit. I mean, granted, it's fake gold. It's turning my fingers green. But still, all them goddamn Lakers gold. I want this other hand to show some Dodger gold real quick, you know? I want that Dodger gold. It's a goddamn shame when we got to look up to the Los Angeles Kings over the fucking Dodgers. What the fuck does that tell you? Jesus Christ. They got They got more recent championships than the goddamn Dodgers, dude. It's a damn shame. Anyway, people, we're done here. That's the true horror story, watching the Dodgers play. Shit. They need to make an American Horror Story Dodgers edition. Shit. God damn. That's why last year people was putting that poster of Kershaw as the choker instead of Joker.
Damn. I remember that.
I think it was a billboard of that shit, too, if I'm not mistaken. Like, somebody put a billboard. They had this dude in, like, face paint and shit, with, like, the Joker and shit, and they just called Choker. You get caught that shit more than once, dude. What's that? Dude, you don't want to be that guy no more.
Nah, you don't be that dude. You don't be known as that.
I'll tell you this right now. That. If we lose again this year, trade that whole fucking team, okay? Just trade them. The fuck all. You might as well get Cody to play. You don't know shit about baseball. You might as well just get him to play.
I don't know. Fucking thing.
Get him to fucking play at this point because it don't even fucking matter no more. Pick them cardboard standouts in the stand to play and shit because it'd just be just the same. I would rather not make it to the championship and lose than make it there every fucking year.
I feel that way sometimes. Because to go that far to come up short each and every fucking time, what does that do to your psyche? You know what I mean?
Dude,
I gotta be just fucking devastated.
It's like, don't even go. Look, nobody remembers number two. You be the winner. You could be the winner of your division all you fucking want. That don't matter. That's why when LeBron put that job's not done. Yeah, job not done. Because you know how many teams have been winners of their conference finals and shit like that? That don't mean shit until you get the actual chip, okay? Dodgers been sitting here. How many fucking conference chips they done won now, but yet can't close the big one? It's like they can get a blowjob, Cody, but they can't come. So get your shit together, please.
Goddamn.
We done here, people. Cody got to go get fucked up. It's his birthday week, okay? Goddamn it. He's done. He's too excited right now.
Goddamn right.
That motherfucker. He got his birthday suit on and shit right now. He's like, oh, baby. I got to tell you this right now, Cody. You at 30. Don't nobody want to see that no more. Oh, Jesus Christ. You know what? I'm just going to black your screen out right now.
Damn. You're blacklisted.
Yeah, I'm about to put like a black, like I'm going to put like, I was going to say Michael B. Jordan over your face, but nah, that ain't.
Yeah, he's got the black my video now.
Yeah.
Just turn that shit off. Just leave it on yourself.
I actually don't feel so bad now about myself. So, you know.
Yeah.
You
hey, look, there you go, man. I'm glad to boost your self-esteem.
Thank you, because you look like
glad
shit.
Glad to be here to help.
Anyway. You ugly bitch. Anyway. How's it feel, motherfucker?
I'll know it Wednesday. I'll come back to me on Wednesday. I'll tell you.
Yeah, it already hit you, bitch. I can see it. Anyway, people. Anyway, people.
Yeah, sign us out, Michael B.
I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry. My dreams. Corny ass shit. Fuck out of here.